This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now for our weekly check-in with Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. His focus today is on someone who says he's got the best job in America. Tom LaWand is the man in the Mike Duggan administration whose mission is to find jobs for Detroiters. And Daniel, some might argue Tom LaWand has the worst job in America.
Yeah, and I might be one of them. It's a challenge. There's no question about it. Officially, his title is Group Executive for Jobs in the Economy, which is a big mouthful. But he is taking on an awful lot. And I asked him, "What do you need to do? How are we going to judge you?" And he says, "Judge me by creating jobs for Detroiters." So we got into this long conversation about what does that mean, and looking at the kind of work and jobs that are coming into the city right now. A lot of them are disproportionately high tech, a lot of college degree type jobs. And as we know, Detroit has got a population that is varying degrees of illiteracy, and some people raise the question about how much of them are in fact employable. So the question is, how do you bridge that chasm?
Yeah.
One of the things that he's talking about is worker training, and I describe it in the column as kind of an all-of-the-above approach, and that's what he says he's going to be focusing on. But I think we have to see. He talks with the enthusiasm of a guy who's in a new job, probably doesn't really know what he's fully got himself into. He's been practicing law for many, many years at Bodman, and one of his clients was Bill Ford Jr., the executive chairman of Ford Motor Company. So it's a real change of pace for Tom.
Tell us some more about who Tom LaWand is, besides the fact that he's the father of the Detroit Lions president. We want to make that clear, that Tom LaWand Jr. runs the Lions.
Correct. And Tom Sr., as he's often referred to, is, I think he's 67 years old. He's practiced law for many years, a very well-connected Democrat, managed some campaigns. Carl Levin, I think his original campaign when he ran for Senate back in the late 1970s. He worked in the Blanchard administration. He's been on the periphery of the Granholm years from time to time. So very well-connected into the state Democratic network.
Also, and what's his importance with Mike Duggan? Where is his importance in the Duggan circle of advisors?
I'd say he's key, very key. I think one of the things that Mayor Mike Duggan clearly prizes in the people around him is a sense of loyalty and people that he has known and trusts. And I think Tom LaWand is one of those people, and clearly he's put him in a very high-profile job. Because the other piece of this, which is very important, is the whole economic development efforts, trying to do development deals, work with the Detroit Economic Growth Corporation, which for the last three mayors has really been the locus of economic development in the city of Detroit. The longtime head there is now resigning and moving on, in part because I think Tom LaWand coming into this job was going to, for the first time, put up somebody between the president of the DEGC and the mayor, and that was not something that that George Jackson was prepared to do.
Okay.
So Tom LaWand has a very large brief, if you will. He's going to be trying to do an awful lot of things, and one of the thoughts that I had as I was talking to him is maybe it's too much, he's trying to do too many things all at the same time. But I think he and I agreed, as we talked about it, this is potentially a great opportunity. I mean, Detroit is, I think, poised for a fundamental turnaround. We've been talking about that a lot, you and I, over the last months. And I think he sees that. He's got a lot of interest from investors all over the country and indeed all over the world, who look at a place like Detroit and think there's a lot of upside there.
Well, as you point out in your column in the Detroit News, Daniel, the track record with Detroit City Hall and capital markets is not something that might engender confidence if you have capital to invest. Do you think he can convince the would-be investors it's a new day in Detroit?
Well, I think he can certainly get them to listen, because I think if you look at a lot of the different elements of what's going on in Detroit, that could be a persuasive case. You've got different leadership. You've got an emergency manager who is unwinding some of these financial relationships in bankruptcy court. You've got a state government that is more engaged probably in the city of Detroit in issues that can help support the city of Detroit and a turnaround in Detroit than we've seen in anybody's memory. So there are a lot of things, and you've got a business community that is A, very engaged, B, enthusiastic, and C, making money. And
people like the Dan Gilberts of the world?
And the auto companies. And the auto suppliers. And, you know, you've got cultural organizations that, you know, the DSO, the DIA, the MOT, that have gotten their own houses in order. So you can look at a lot of the different sectors of what comprises that big kind of business philanthropic community. And you got a lot of green arrows there, to borrow an auto phrase, and I think that also is a positive. So I think he's got a lot of things on his side, but he also has the realities of Detroit that he has to contend with, and the reputation that it's getting in the capital markets for having done these financial deals and then not paying on them.
When you sat down and talked with Tom Lawan, and you noted he uses that pronoun "we," who is "we"? Did he really spell that out?
I think "we" is the administration. I think this is a much more of a team. There's a much more of a team-based approach that Mike Duggan is trying to put together here. I've seen this in the auto industry too. More recently, I've heard a lot from General Motors. Under Dan Akerson and now under Mary Barra, you've certainly seen it under Alan Mulally since going back to 2006 at Ford. You see it to some extent with Chrysler, that this is a team thing. This is not about one person or about the leader or the CEO. It's about a group of people that all have a role to play. They're expected to play that role, and one of the things that the CEO is doing is holding them accountable to execute that role. But it's a "we," and I think that's the way he approaches it. As it happens, there's a story in the Detroit News this morning about the mayor and his style. I mean, this is a guy who, after his inauguration on the 1st, mm-hmm. after he's sworn into office, goes, puts on blue jeans and hops in a snowplow and rides around with one of the drivers while he's plowing the streets. This is a guy who, Tom Lawan told me, got in his car. The mayor of the city of Detroit drove to Louisville, Kentucky, to recruit the person that he wanted to be the next chief information officer of the city of Detroit. Hmm. He personally drove down, and I can tell you that the people that have had that job in recent years would not have done that.
Interesting to watch the development and the work of Detroit's job czar, Tom Lawan. Always good to talk with you, Detroit News business columnist Daniel House. Thanks so much.
Thank you.